Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of November, 2022. My son and I have been working through some of our favorite chapters in the Bible. Favorite for many different reasons. Maybe favorite because of the great doctrinal truths we find in all of them, but also what we find through history of the New Testament church as well as through the Messianic prophecies. But today we're going to be working through the third chapter of Philippians. And Paul warns the church at Philippi to beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. In other words, those that would promote the doctrine of works rather than grace. He says that we don't have any confidence in our flesh, that we worship God in the Spirit. He said if there's anybody, he said if there was anyone in the world that had any more reason to have confidence in the flesh, it would be him, because he was. And then he sets forth all of his credentials, doesn't he? He was circumcised the eighth day. He was the stock of physical Israel. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And touching the law, a Pharisee. And, you know, concerning zeal, he persecuted the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what does he say about all of that upbringing? All of his theological, pharisaical instruction. He says, I counted it all loss for Christ. He says, he counted them but dung. It's pretty strong language. He counted them but dung. You know, he'd rather be found in Christ, not having his own righteousness, which is of the law. That's every time we start taking on our own righteousness, that's the law. But when we're trusting in the completed work of Christ, that's the gift of Christ. That's the faith of Christ in us. He didn't say that he attained anything. That he didn't say he was perfect. But he says that he had been apprehended by Jesus Christ. That's what's happened to every one of God's little children. They've been apprehended by God. By God, they've been apprehended. They were given to Christ by the Father. They were chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. They were justified through His blood. And He says that He forget all that garbage from that He had. Forget it. He says he's pressing toward the mark of the high price of the high calling of God. And he says those who are pushing for the works doctrine, the Arminians, the Roman Catholics, the Zionists, the dispensationalists, those who are focusing on works, their own works, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. He says that their end is their destruction. He says they're mining earthly things. I remember one time I saw Hal Lindsey, and he had this great big old bored with all these charts and graphs and all of this when Christ was coming back. You know, the late great planet Earth. Well, same thing with so many of the other people who are into works, you know. John Hagee and his countdown to Jerusalem. And Rick Warren and his purpose-driven lies, all of that. But he says, our conversation is in heaven. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, maybe fashioned his glorious body. He said that whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And whom he predestinated, he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark. And as you listen to Mark read this chapter again, just think about the great distinction the Apostle Paul makes between the faith of Christ and the works of man. And I think you'll find it a great, great distinction.
Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you, to be indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, so I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of the Hebrews, is touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. For what things were gained to me, those I can lost for Christ. They doubtless, and I can all things, but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dying, that I may win Christ. Be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but which is the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is God by faith. I know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. If anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose gods are rebellion, whose glory is in their shame, in my earthly things. For conversations in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things in himself. Next chapter, previous chapter.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we're not dependent upon anything in the creature, but we're depending on the completed, finished work of Jesus Christ for our hope. God bless.